Let's make it simple, because 5 years ago, I decided that I was going to start traveling around the country by car to see what was really happening on the ground, because I think you can always understand an economy by simply walking around. And, you know, when I was on Wall Street, I used to do diligence by going to the company and just going up and down in the elevator and talking to the secretaries. Let's talk about what things look like on the ground in America and what that means to the credit of a Freddie Mac or a Fannie Mae. In the mid-90s, Jim, we knew that a huge amount of jobs in America and sort of income-generating activities were going to get outsourced to Asia. I mean, those decisions were made in the early 90s, and we knew that was going to happen. And I was a leader in Washington of promoting a model whereby Americans paid down their debt, refinanced their communities and themselves on an equity basis, and redeveloped their skills. I mean, we knew the workforce was going to have to re-engineer itself, and our pension funds and retirement arrangements were not going to be financially credible unless the workforce reinvented itself and paid down its debt, you know, then. And if you go to my website, I have a story called The Story of Edgewood Technology Services about a business I started as an investor to basically sort of beam in data servicing jobs to any community where we took a position as an equity investor. You know, my theory was, you know, buy into the real estate on a securitized basis at a low price, swing in jobs, you know, create a capital gains. But the idea was to make online training and job training very accessible. So we knew then we had a problem. And what happened is my team was kind of kicked out of Washington, and a decision was made, instead of reengineering folks' skills or sort of migrating them to equity and starting new businesses, a decision was made to float the economy on the biggest wave of debt that I can imagine. And what we've done is we've seen consumer debt skyrocket. I have a member of my group, the Solari Action Network, who reconfigures the BEA statistics once a quarter, and what his calculations show is very much what I see on the ground in communities throughout America, Jim, which is the average American household has income of $32,000 a year, they have expenses of $37,000 a year, and they finance that $5,000 a year deficit with liquidating assets, working harder, or borrowing more. And, of course, as you know, and it's clear from your website, the debt has gone, not just the consumer debt has gone up, 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 but the mortgage bubble has gone up, up, up. And we've now, that load is just increasing every year. And meantime, we are accelerating moving all the jobs and income abroad. Now, when you move all your income abroad and you leave your growing debt at home, it doesn't take long to understand what's going to happen to a Fannie Mae, a Freddie Mac, or a Ginny Mae. At some point, the growing debt has got to get serviced, and the question is, how? You can flood the country with immigrants who can buy up real estate that you finance at the bottom, but at some point, something's got to give in the middle. I mean, if you shrink and collapse the middle class, they're going to default on their mortgages.
You would think, Catherine, though, given the size of this credit bubble that we're creating, not only in mortgages and the bond market, the proliferation of hedge funds that literally move large amounts of money in and out of the market, people would be paying more attention to debt. But I hear stories that you get these people on Wall Street that say we have no inflation, and the other side of that story is, as long as the Fed raises interest rates at a measured pace, the stock market will continue to go up and consumers will continue to spend money. None of that makes sense to me.
It makes no sense unless you... Let me give you an example. Last year, we appropriated $87 billion for Iraq, but the administration has repeatedly said it can't explain where half of that money is going. It was interesting. One of the top reporters who's followed the 3.3 trillion of missing money, I asked them the other day, I said, where do you think the $87 billion went to? And they said, oh, we think it financed the state deficits, you know, because all of a sudden they were screaming about the state deficits and then all of a sudden it stopped. We've had a complete implosion of internal financial controls in the governmental apparatus. I mean, $3.3 trillion missing from government is a financial coup d'etat. you can keep a bubble going as long as you can finance it. And my guess is, again, very much credit to Bill Murphy, what we're watching is a securities operation both with the federal agencies, the mortgage agencies, and the U.S. Treasury, which are financing a political economy.